This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new report out today from the Pew Charitable Trusts. It's about payday loans, how people use them, and more interestingly, why. They're advertised, those loans are, as quick fixes for unexpected expenses. A couple of $100 just to hold you over till your next paycheck. Pew says the average borrower ends up in debt for 5 months, pays $520 in finance charges for a loan of just $375, and, get this, would do it again. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Tracy Samuelson reports.
Evelyn Hatchett knows way too much about payday loans. She's a retired garbage worker in Houston, and back in 2006, she fell behind on basic bills, her electricity, some car repairs, and she thought if she could just catch up a little bit. But her sister said, don't go down that path.
She got caught up years ago in a system like that, but I said, oh, no, they're going to loan me this money. I'm going to get it, because it was good at the time.
It seemed simple enough. She'd get $350 now and pay back $425 in a couple of weeks. But she couldn't pay it all back at once, and so she started paying just the finance charges. Then she got a new loan to pay off the old one. Hatchett estimates she's borrowed about $2,000 this way over the years, plus a separate $1,500 against her car. She's probably paid it all back now 3 to 4 times over.
I would go to one company and get some, then I go to another. And I'm saying at a time I had like 5 loans out at one time because that's how desperate I needed the money.
Nick Bork with Pew Charitable Trusts says the study found almost 40% of payday loan borrowers would have taken out a loan no matter what the terms were, that their relationships with these stores are complicated.
They're often talking to people behind the counter who do remember their names, and they look them in the eye and they smile and they're nice to them, and they hand them money when they're in a difficult situation.
Like scratching an itch, it feels good for just a minute. Borrowers say they're grateful to get the money, but then they feel taken advantage of. 75% say they want more regulations on payday lenders. Evelyn Hatchett is still working on her loans. She's down to 2 now, about $700 left to go. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.